my God.
Blog Talk Radio.
I know you're gonna be
Okay, so I made a mistake. I think I booked on the wrong date. You know, Paula will be with us tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I shouldn't be laughing. You know, sometimes in life is this, you know, really messed up and you make mistakes. And I'm going to bring on Bobby and David.
Hello.
Hi. How are you guys?
I'm doing fine, Carly. How was you,
Hello,
David?
Carly. I'm Bobby.
Hey.
Well, I had the wires crossed, and Paula will be here tomorrow at 1 p.m.
That's 1 p.m.
this
time? Yeah.
And then we're going to have Devin on Tuesday at 11. And we have so many interviews, you know, we are going to just talk for a little, like a couple of minutes, because we should save our voice for tomorrow. And
would there be a show on Friday, too?
I'm not sure yet. I haven't decided. You know, we could have a show on Friday. But someone you know and love, me, I haven't caught up on the soaps. I caught up on Monday, but I keep falling asleep. So, you know, do we want to do a show on Friday night or not, you guys?
I'm going to be kind of busy on Friday night, so I'll probably be in the bathroom.
Okay, I'm bringing on Brian. We are just going to do a little interview with Brian. And I will put you guys on hold, and you guys can come back. Is this like a 15-minute interview? We can do. So, hey, Brian.
Hey, Carly.
So, Brian, let me ask you. You left your radio show, but I thought you were like a really great host on it, and you did a really good job. And so, do you ever miss having weekly shows?
That's the great shows and everything, but I think the send off that I had on there was perfect for so many guests I had over the years giving me a send off. The WSC Lounge was what it was. It was my baby, just like, you know, this show is your baby that you created from the ground up, and I had a lot of success with it, and you know, met a lot of people through the years, and I do miss it, you know, but it was very, very educational, you know. I learned a lot.
Well, you know, I listened to, you know, you saw a lot. I thought it was really good. I thought it was well produced, but you know, you know, I thought it was really well produced, but for you, you went to Facebook Live, correct?
Yes, I started out on Blog Talk Radio, and then I went over to Facebook Live.
And for you, what was the difference for you from Blog Talk to Facebook Live for you?
Well, the difference factor, I noticed over on Blog Talk Radio that there wasn't really that many fans that called into the show, depending on who I had on. There wasn't that many fans that called in. The most calls I probably got was about maybe six. I tried a two-hour show. I had two wrestlers coming on, back-to-back, well-known wrestlers. And they came on. I had one call the first hour, and then I had the same call the second hour. So that didn't work out. So I moved over to Facebook, and I noticed that the audience, you know, I didn't have a limit. I didn't have a limit like Blog Talk, where I was limited a certain amount of time to come on, and where the fans could just ask one question or something, and then, you know, go on to the next caller. With Facebook, the fans got to speak out more. They got to ask as many questions as they wanted to. And if I saw anything that I flagged inappropriately when interviewing younger talents in the industry, I could flag it and not even read it. With when Blog Talk, you don't never know who's going to call in and what they're going to say. I do remember one time I was doing a Blog Talk show, and I had to delete the whole show because luckily it was just a news talk thing, but I didn't have a guest, but he called in, the guy did, and he just said some ugly, nasty stuff, and he ruined the whole show, so I had to just, you know, cut the whole show off. I had to just delete the whole show. It was terrible. But that's the main difference with Facebook Live and Blog Talk. I saw a better influence of the fans interacting more. And actually, my former co-host, one of my former co-hosts, when I told him the idea of going to Facebook Live, he laughed at me. He said, "You're crazy." He said, "You'll never, ever get anything like you had on Blog Talk." I said, You want to bet? I said, "You want to bet?" I said, "Watch and see." And I went to Facebook. The show became bigger than ever than it was on Blog Talk. So, you know, I showed him, and after that, he wanted back on, and I said, "No, I ain't doing that." You know, so that's, you know, that's, it is what it is on that situation.
You know, I think, you know, sometimes I feel like we should get more calls, but for me, I'm comfortable with the Blog Talk thing. I know the ins and outs. And with Facebook Live, I just feel like, you know, with Blog Talk, I mean, with Facebook Live, you probably will have to get totally dressed to do Facebook Live. And, you know, you know, I'm like comfortable the way I am, but I just thought you did like a great one on your show, and I love that you right now are doing the banners and everything for us, and you know, and the PR, I just think, you know, it's a great way to just keep your name out there too. And, you know, I know you also did wrestling, you know, wrestling. So I have no idea about wrestling. I mean, I know the body slam and all that, but I'm more of a football and baseball, person. So, yeah, but I think it's great that you are on the team, and I just think it's great that, you know, you were able to have the radio show for as long as you did, and I am just, I think it's so good that you are able to come over on our side and do PR and the banners, and I'm really blessed that you are doing it for us, because it really, you know, kind of helps my schedule, you know, making the show and whatever. And so, you know, I mean, I was away for a year and a couple of months. I hated that year. I missed it so much. And now that I'm back, I love doing interviews. I love doing the sub-talk. So why don't I bring on the boys and see if they have any questions for us, because, you know, I want to save my voice for tomorrow, too. Hi, boys.
Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Bobby. Hey. David, are you on?
Yeah. You got me on.
Okay, Bobby, do you have any questions?
Well, I know, but I will tell Brian right quick. I know how you feel, because we have had a few incidents where we had some nasty calls call in to our guests and to this show in the past. And just that I know that some of these people who might be college students, who might be on drugs, or might be doing a morning zoo radio show or any of that type of thing, just to get a good laugh. And I was just furious after we had an incident like that a couple of years back. Remember, Carly?
Yeah.
We had two actresses on, and they were saying stuff that was inappropriate. I had later apologized to both of them, and luckily one of them just had a sense of humor saying, "Well, I'm kind of used to having that with siblings and family members, and I'm not actually have listened to that person's show." So luckily, one of the actresses had a sense of humor and knew what we were talking about. But I had to later apologize for that type of behavior.
Well, I only had that incident happen one time. And thank you for your kind words, Carly, about me being on the team and stuff. And, you know, I didn't only with the WSC, it was a show of different genres, because I didn't only have the soap opera people on or the wrestling stars on, but I had singers, celebrities, football players, authors, NASCAR racers, you name it, I had it. I even had artists and theater people. I had all kinds of different, just all kinds of different genres. So, I mean, it was a mixture of all worlds, I guess you could say, where all the fans got to enjoy. You know, because some fans, they didn't like wrestling. You know, they like soap operas, or some fans didn't like soap operas, they like wrestling, or some fans didn't like that, so they like singing or football or NASCAR or, you know, whatever they liked. And, you know, so it gave everybody an option to choose, an option to listen to what show they wanted to listen to.
Exactly. Because I know that one of the prank callers It started out with a question comparing wrestling to soaps, and then it went out of hand from there. And I think that's when we had to end this show. Remember, Carly?
Yes. I do remember. David, do you have any questions?
No. Welcome to your show.
From now on, I want you, David and Brian, I want you to coordinate, you know, because we are getting a lot of people on, and I want to, you know, be able to, you know, to get all of us together and, perfect, because, you know, we are getting so many people on, it's going to get crazy here in the end of August and in September, and, you know, I am blessed that we are getting so many people on, and, yeah, and there's also, I want to announce that yesterday, the news broke that Michael E. Knight, ex-Tad from All My Children, will be joining the hospital.
Yay!
We don't know what role he's playing yet. That was the biggest, you know, story yesterday of,
Carly, I know you've not seen General Hospital today, but after you see General Hospital today, you'll have your answer of who was in that flashback with Shiloh.
I'm a couple of days behind, you know, I mean, it's
I'm a week
behind, like,
I'm a week
you
behind.
Know, I mean, you tell yourself
a week, oh my goodness.
I just want to say also Days of Our Life, there are some coming and going on days right now. Cassie the Pirate is out, it looks like.
And Brandon Borash, I just learned a little while ago. Yeah.
I love Brandon.
I think Carly at one time, and I don't know what when he was on General Hospital still with Kirsten, or right after Kirsten had her girl, which is his daughter. I think I asked you to bring both of them on the show, but I think because of the situation with General Hospital at the time, he was unavailable to do that. I think I remember correctly, if I'm not mistaken. Did I ever tell you that?
Well, yeah, I think you're correct, and Stephen Nichols is coming back.
Mm-hmm. I know that General Hospital, Carly, that I think Kelly Aaron, who played Kiki in one of a daytime Emmy for a Me Too storyline this past year, is supposed to come back in a vision for Ava.
Yep, and Harry Aaron is also coming back to the hospital. We don't know. They just said, for a little return. So I cannot wait to see that. And our prayers go out to Laura White, to Booker Lake, my Laura Booker Lake, I think.
Yeah.
And also Friday or Saturday, I think before we got off air, we found out Pio Fauna passed away. So I feel really,
Hello?
Okay, and, so yeah, so Pio Fauna, you know, I feel sorry for the whole Fauna family because they have been through their own sets of tragedies. And then I found out that Press Your Luck will be back next summer, probably. So I don't think, David, I don't think they are airing any more episodes of all Press Your Luck. Press Your Luck.
I know that Modern Family is coming back in a couple of weeks for their last season, so it's going to be interesting. But I'm surprised they didn't put none of the summer games. Yeah. I was surprised
every day. I just love that show. Well, I love all game shows.
I was a little bit surprised with the way that some ABC affiliates are doing now with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire no longer on, and how they're replacing it with Rachel Ray in the afternoons or in some markets that are ABC. And I'm surprised that they're not an option to go for one of the game shows that were successful in prime time to just make a daytime version.
I
know there's a lot that goes into
the
game
show
and stuff
in
like
two
that.
Minutes because I want to say my little voice for tomorrow. And then Friday, let's not have a show because next week it looks like we might be jam packed with guests. And then the week after I can't wait for the week after because we have Tom Benzu back on the 30th. We have a surprise guest on the 28th. I will tell you more about that next week. I am so excited. I'm really excited.
And I know Carly Carly, I would just say right now, every show but General Hospital on Labor Day will be new because there's no golf on NBC this year. There's YR and Bone Beautiful are new because CBS no longer got the U.S. Open tennis tournament. And the only soap that's going to be a repeat will be General Hospital at this point.
I don't know why General Hospital always does that. Every holiday.
It's been like that for the last 10 years, Brian.
Oh, I know it's been that way a long time.
Also, remember, 90210 is on tonight. Yay! And also, Hollywood Game Night is on tonight. So, let's end the show now. So my voice will be really good tomorrow. We will be back tomorrow. And, Brian, can you make the show for tomorrow?
What time is the show?
1 o'clock, my time. West Coast,
Oh, it's not 6 o'clock?
Yeah, he's saying different 1 to 2.
Not 6 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
No, tomorrow is 1.
Okay. Same guy.
So, okay, you guys, thanks for coming on, and we will be back tomorrow with Paulo.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, you guys.